Who's written a story in the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week regarding feedback for the provincial budget, which is going to be coming out in the fall in theory.
Yeah, usually our budget as a province comes out in the spring. Mm-hmm. But as we remember,
things got kind of crazy.
it got a little nutty. Yeah. And we have a new government. And what I find really exciting about this opportunity to provide feedback on the budget is that they're going to listen to you.
They say they are. I think early track record, the stakeholders who have been in meetings with them and said, yeah, this is a government that actually listens to us.
It's a great opportunity to express how you feel about the different ways that we fund things as well as how we make money, because it's revenues and expenses. It's not just about spending money. That's really important, especially in a province like Alberta, because, you know, we have traditionally relied heavily on oil and gas for revenues. And a really big drive with the NDP government in Alberta right now is helping support small businesses. Mm. I kind of think the more small businesses we have, the better our economy is.
Absolutely.
Canmore, for example, has one of the highest percentages of locally owned small businesses in any comparable community. Look at downtown Main Street, for mm-hmm. example. All the businesses are locally owned. There's only one chain. And the other thing that's going to be really important about the budget is education. And I think as well, how we fund municipalities. Did I say education already?
You did say education.
Did I say education already? Because that's really important. Because the way that they fund education is mind-boggling. I don't know how many other people have had the pleasure of sitting through a budget meeting for the school board.
Pleasure? Is that the word you use for that?
It's just like they have all these different ways of calculating based on what it is they're funding, from school supplies. We're talking soap and toilet paper.
Oh, good.
All the way down to that level mm-hmm. of how those things get funded. We squeeze Weird. The worth out of yeah. every single dime in this area.
Now, would something like the $40 million debris retention structure in Cougar Creek, would that be something that might appear in the fall budget or anything flood mitigation related?
Absolutely. That's a really good point, Rob. The future of flood mitigation and funding is all based on the assumption that the province is coming to the table with money.
Yeah.
And so far, the indication has been they will. But until I think that money's in a bank account, no one's really sure about it. So it's still a very unknown factor.
The website to give feedback on the upcoming budget, budget.alberta.ca. Go there, take a few minutes of your time, and who knows, they might actually listen to you.